grace is defined as God's unmerited favor. It's something that God gives to each of us that we don't deserve. It's something that God freely bestows every day upon us. We have absolutely nothing to do with it, not good enough to earn it, don't deserve it. But God says, because I love you and because you're my child, I'm going to give it to you anyway. That's God's amazing grace that we've been singing about. And you know, given the sign of the times in which we live, man, if there's ever been a time when we need God's amazing grace, it's right now. I mean, it's crazy out there. Last Monday, on Labor Day, Fox News came into Lewisburg, and they were doing a study or a story on Marshall County. And they said that this county has almost 20% unemployment right now. Almost 20%. And the way that they're talking, you know, it may get worse before it gets better, because, you know, when Sanford does their thing and shuts down and some of the other places that are talking, I mean, it may go higher than that. Right now, we're the fourth highest unemployment county in the state. And so they came in to do a story about it, to talk to us about it, and to talk to the news, on the news about it. There's a lot of people out there that are hurting, struggling, going through some difficulties right now because of the signs of the times, so to speak. I want to talk with you this morning from the book of James. So if you have your Bible and you want to open it, go to the book of James and just go over there to chapter 1. And if you don't have a Bible with you, there should be one right there in front of you somewhere under one of the chairs. And you're welcome to take that home with you if you don't have a Bible. Go with me to the book of James. I want to talk with you this morning about growing through adversity. Growing through those difficult times in our life. How do we do that? How do we grow through that? Well, I want to share with you what God's Word has to say to us this morning. So before I get started, would you bow your head with me? Father, I just ask that you would bless our time together. Thank you for the worship this morning. Thank you, Lord, already for revealing yourself to us the way you have. I pray, God, that you now will just speak to the hearts of your people through your word. And I pray, God, that you will use me as a vessel of honor, Lord, that you can speak through. Lord, not because I'm worthy, but simply because I'm willing. I pray, Father, that you will help those who are struggling and dealing with difficult times, Lord, to understand that they're not in this alone. That with you and through you, there is grace. And Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks this morning. All in Jesus' name, amen. You know, here in the book of James, this book was written by Jesus' brother. And he writes to us, and he says there in verse 2, chapter 1, verse 2, he says to us, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds." I want to call your attention to something in this verse of Scripture that he does not say. In this verse of Scripture, he does not say, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, if you face trials of many kinds." He says, "Whenever." Because you see, trials and temptations and suffering and hurt and brokenness, those are all things that we will have to deal with at some point in time in our life, man. And if we think we can go through life without having to deal with them, we're going to get our bubble busted out there somewhere, and we're going to take a great fall. But you see, when we understand what's ahead, and we truly understand in our heart that our life is going to have to deal with those mountains, when we truly grasp the reality that there's going to be times when we're in that sea and we are below the wave and we can't see anything but water, when we truly grasp that reality, then we're going to start digging and finding out, how do we get through this? How can we grow through this instead of fall through this? In this verse of scripture here, he says, "Consider it pure joys, my brother, whenever you face trials of many kinds." James Eve tells us here, he says, there's going to be all kinds of difficulties. We're going to have trials as we go through divorces. There's going to be trials as we go through sickness and hurt. There's going to be all kinds of trials when we lose our job and our financial situation crumbles. Yesterday morning, I got a phone call from a gentleman in one of the EMS departments down here. And he said, Pastor Rocky, he said, I've got a gentleman here that needs some help, and he can't find any help today. And I said, what does he need, brother? He said, he needs diapers. I said, diapers? He said, he needs diapers. He has a baby. He doesn't have a job. And he just needs diapers. He's not asking for money. He's not asking you to take him out to eat. He just wants some diapers for his child. He said, can you help him? I said, what size diapers does he need, brother? He told me, and I ran down to Kroger's, and I picked him up a big box of diapers and some wipes and things that I thought he would need for the baby, and brought it back and put him in the car and took him home. I say that to you because that man's going through a trial in his life. He's going through a difficult time right now. He is struggling right now. Just to make it, he's dealing with trials. Maybe this morning, maybe you got something you're dealing with. Maybe this morning, somewhere in your life, you're dealing with a trial or a temptation or a suffering or a brokenness or some kind of a hurt that just doesn't seem to want to heal. You see, James says we're going to have those in our life. He said, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever, not if, whenever you face these trials of many kinds. I read that and I thought, you know, I understand the part, James, about having these trials and having to deal with these things that come along in our life, but I'm not quite getting that part where we're supposed to consider it to be joy to have to deal with these things. How do I do this? And you know, I learned something in that one simple verse there. It's that consider it pure joy part that we grow in. That's the part that helps us to grow up past where we are. How do we consider it pure joy to go through these trials? Well, there's a couple things. First of all, let me tell you this. If you are a blood-bought child of Jesus Christ, if you have given your life over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, then you have to understand something. First and foremost, you need to understand that God took charge of your life. When you gave yourself over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, when you prayed and you said to Him, Lord, I don't want to do this anymore by myself. When you said, I need you in my life, I need you to forgive me of all this garbage, make me new, lead me and guide me, help me to be all I can be. When you said this to God, God said, okay. And God took charge of your life on that day. The Word of God says that He ordains every step that we take when we are His child. And that nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in our life without God's knowledge and His approval. So understand this. If you are a child of God, the first thing that's happening in your life right now is God has control of it. Now, I do not believe that God, being our spiritual Father, intentionally brings hardship upon His children. I don't believe God looks out into the vast part of time there and says, I think I'm going to throw this on him or her. I don't believe that God does that as our Father, but I do believe that God will allow difficult times to come into our life. I believe that God sees these things coming, and I believe as He sees them coming, God makes a determination as to whether or not He is going to allow this specific trial to come into your life. Why does He do that? Look in verse 3. He says, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. You see, God will test us through those difficult times in our life. God will allow these things to come into our life because God wants us to see how much we have either grown or not grown. Let me give you an example. Do you know when most divorces happen? During a trial. When something is going all wrong in the lives of the people, that's when the divorce rates get high. Do you know when most people leave a church? When they get mad at God. Because something happened and God didn't take care of it for them, so they get mad. It's through the trial. Do you know when most people will walk away from situations and just become a recluse? During a suffering of some sort. It's through those trials in our life that God looks upon us and says, man, this is where you are. This is how much you've grown or not grown. It's through those difficult times in our life that God lifts us up. He says here in this verse of Scripture that we're going to have many trials of different kinds. He said, because He said, you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. God's going to test us. He's going to see just how strong we are or how weak we are. Now the Word of God says He will never allow anything to be put on you more than you can bear. More than you can handle. But He will allow testing to come into your life through things that He sees entering in. He goes on in this verse of Scripture in verse 4. He says, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. It's those times of trial that we become mature. Y'all remember back when you had a 2-year-old in the house? Remember when you were sitting at your coffee table, drinking on your cup of coffee, and the little boy or the little girl keeps reaching over to grab a hold of that hot cup, and you keep saying, it's hot. Remember that? Don't do that. It's hot. Don't touch. It's hot. It's hot. And finally, the little 2-year-old keeps grabbing, and what do? You say, go ahead and get you some. Just go ahead, touch it. Now, as the parent, as the mother or the loving father that you are, you're not intentionally trying to hurt your child, are you? What are you doing? Aren't you helping that child to become mature and to grow and to understand that through that trial, through that hurt, he's going to grow or she's going to grow? You see, that's what God does with us when these difficult things come into our life. God does the same thing. Back when I was growing up, my dad used to eat peppers, jalapeno peppers. And I remember specifically one day when I told my dad, I want a bite. I must not have been over this high, but I remember this. I still remember this to this day. And he said, it's hot. And I said, it's okay. He said, no, you don't understand. It's hot. I said, it's okay. He said, Rocky, it's hot. It'll burn you. I said, no, Dad, it's okay. He said, then have a bite. You ever do that to your kid? Have a bite. And, you know, he wasn't doing that to hurt me. He was doing that to show me how to grow up. That through those things like that, we grow, man. And that's what God is saying. God's saying here in this passage of Scripture through James, He says that it's during those difficult times that we gain knowledge, that we become mature and complete as a child of God. That's why God allows difficult times in our life. And so many times we question God. We say, take this from me, Lord. God, I can't do this anymore. How come this is always falling on me? But God doesn't take it. God doesn't take it because God has allowed it so that you will grow. This verse goes on, this passage goes on in verse 5. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. You know what he's saying there? Is he says, if you're in the midst of one of these trials or these difficulties in your life, and you feel like it's more than you can bear, and you don't know how to get past this difficulty in your life, he says in this verse of Scripture, ask God to give you wisdom. If you ask God, you see, we go to God and we say, God, take it away. I don't want to deal with this hurt anymore. God, take it away. And God says, no. I'll walk with you through it, but I am not going to take it away. I'm not going to take it away because I need you to become strengthened. I need you to become strong. James says we should ask God for wisdom. God, show me how to get through this. God, give me direction. God, give me the instruction and the information that I need to be able to get through this particular time in my life. Help me get through this, God. And the Word of God says if we ask Him, look at this verse. It says, then God who gives generously, He said, to all without finding fault. In other words, God will give you that wisdom without judging you, without finding fault. God will give you that wisdom. But look at verse 6. It says, but when he asks, when you ask God for this wisdom to get through this, he said he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind, and that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all that he does. In other words, if you're going through a difficult time in your life, and you don't know how to get through that difficult time, and you go to God and you ask God to help you by giving you the wisdom that you need to make it through that particular issue in your life, he says you have to believe that God is going to give you that wisdom, or he won't give it to you. If you do not believe that God is going to give it to you, he says, then you are like a double-minded man asking God for something but believe it in your heart that he's not going to give it to you. And he says, that man will receive nothing. That man will receive nothing. That man will struggle. You see, because at that point, we're still trying to grow past even asking. He says, so when you ask, he says, you have to believe that God's going to give you what you need to get through that particular time in your life. Let me ask you something. Are you dealing with something right now and you're asking God to take it away? Is there something going on in your life right now and you're saying to God, God, I just need you to remove this from me. I need you to take this away from me. I don't want to deal with this anymore, God. I need you to just cast it as far as the east is to the west. Try asking God for wisdom. Instead of asking Him to remove it from you and stopping you from growing, ask Him for the wisdom to help you get through it. There's a story that about a moth that was in a cocoon, and it was on the windowsill of a man's house, and this cocoon was there, and one afternoon the man noticed that this cocoon was beginning to tear at the end of it, and he sat there and he watched it, and all of a sudden this head popped out of this cocoon, and this moth was coming out of it, out of its cocoon, and it was struggling and it was fighting and it was trying to get its way through, and it didn't look like he was going to be able to get out of this cocoon. So this man, with all of his infinite wisdom, he was going to make it easy on this moth. So he took a pair of scissors and he snipped the end off the cocoon so that the moth could get out. And when he did, the moth easily made his way out of the cocoon. It came out as a big, plump larvae and had little bitty wings on it. And the man kept expecting the wings to get larger and this thing to shape up and to fly away, but it never happened. You see, because what he learned down the road is that that struggle through that little bitty hole at the end of that cocoon is what pushed all of the moisture out of that moth's body into that moth's wings, making them grow so that it could fly and become what God intended for it to be. If the man would have allowed it to go through the struggle that God intended for it to go through, it would have turned out to be what God intended for it to be. That's the way it is with us. If we don't go through those difficult times, if we don't fight that fight, if we don't work our way out of that cocoon and struggle our way through, we will never be what God intended for us to be. We are molded in the mix of adversity. We are made in the midst of adversity. Our character is fine-tuned in the midst of adversity. A clay pot will always remain a clay pot until you put it in fire so hot that the fire becomes white. And when it sits in this fire that becomes white, it becomes porcelain. But if you don't put the white fire to it, if you don't put that on that clay, it will always remain a piece of clay. That's what God's talking about. I love this last verse I want to share with you. Verse 12. He said, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial." Listen to this. "Because when he has stood the test, when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him." What James says here is when he has stood the test, he's saying that there's going to come a time that your trial will come to an end. Your difficulty will come to an end. Your testing, your temptation, your suffering, the hurt, whatever it is that life has got you in the mix of right now, it will come to an end. And he says here, if you stand that test, if you make it through, if you grow through this, if you continue on, if you persevere the way God intends for you to persevere, he says you will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Let me tie all this together for you. Listen to me. I don't know what it is that you may be going through this morning. I don't know what kind of trial you may be facing. I don't know what kind of temptation may be thrown at you or what kind of suffering you may be dealing with right now. I don't know what life has dished out. But I know this. God is in control of it. God is trying to grow you through it. And you can cry out, "Oh God, take it from me," and be like that moth that came out of the cocoon. Or you can push your way through it. You can ask God to help you with wisdom. You can ask God to show you what He expects of you and what He intends of you and how to make this happen. And the Word of God says that He will give you that wisdom. And in doing so, you will get your joy back. Because you see, God will reveal to you that He is the one leading you through. And you will be able to consider it pure joy as you go through this trial. I want to ask you all to stand up for a minute, if you will. Just stand up. We're getting ready to close. I want you all to hear me. Life is filled with adversity, with trials, temptation, suffering, hurt, brokenness. And they come in all different kinds. But God's Word says you can have your joy back through them if you don't try to struggle your way through it by yourself. He says if you will bring those issues and ask God for wisdom as to how to get through them, He will give you that. He will take you by your hand and He will lead you through. And in doing so, it will restore your joy. Are you dealing with something this morning that seems like it's just become more than you can bear? Are you dealing with something this morning that you just don't know how to get through it, how to get past it, how to get over it? I want to make a challenge to you this morning. Bring it right here. Lay it at that altar and say, God, I need wisdom. Don't say, I want you to take this. Say, God, I need wisdom. If you want to take it, Lord, then take it. But if not, I need wisdom. And let God do what God does best, and that's be your Father. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus this morning, that's where it has to start. Because you see, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, then you're going to fight that fight all by yourself until you get that relationship. So I invite you as well to bring yourself up here. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know why God gave me this message, but He did. And He said, preach it. Well, I've done that. Now you can do one of two things. You can take your adversity, you can walk out of here with it, or you can take your adversity and bring it to the altar. That choice is up to you. But one way or another, you're going to deal with it, either by yourself or with the Lord. Bow your head with me. Father, I've done all I can do as best as I can do it. I've said what I feel like you want me to say. Father, the rest of it is up to you. For those who are dealing with things in their life, Lord God, and they really just need some help, bring them to this altar. If there's someone here that does not know you this morning, and they're dealing with issues in life, as that song says this morning, Lord, their chains can be gone and they can be set free. Bring them to the altar. I pray, God, that the Spirit of the Lord would have His way in Jesus.